Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this 19th day of, January, right?
Yeah.
Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning. You ready to look on the other side of the glass? Yeah. And a good morning to all you first responders and emergency essential workers from Ellenwood.
Oh, yeah, now. Look at that smile.
I told you.
Ellenwood.
Anyway, yeah. I got her twice as well. I got Dolly Parton. I got Ellenwood mentioned. Yeah. I'm getting, and she got some suckers.
Yeah, which part of Ellenwood, though? You got Ellenwood almost. It's like it sits in a situation where it's a little bit DeKalb County. I know some people live in Ellenwood, but this technical for them is Henry County. And then you got Clayton County. It's like that little corner, right?
Sam, let me tell you about Ellenwood. Right. See, because it's an unincorporated community. It's in those communities that you mentioned, in Clayton, Henry, Rockdale, too. You forgot about that.
Rockdale. Okay.
Rockdale and DeKalb counties in the community southeast of Atlanta. And it's just, you know, it's the 19th largest community in Georgia. Did you know that?
Yeah.
According to the last census.
Wow.
So there you go.
It covers a whole lot of different areas over there.
In fact, it was first inhabited back in 1830.
1830.
Yeah, they only had one Krispy Kreme then. Anyway.
And a traffic light.
Yeah.
There we go.
Karen Pastain is going to be joining us a little bit. Got a fresh casting call out there. Going to talk about money in front of, but I'm going to direct you for the next little bit about consider what's going on behind the camera. And we will talk about, but obviously it begins in with what's going on in Los Angeles, and people are moving their projects here to Georgia. So, again, we will talk about that on this 19th day, which is National Popcorn Day, according to Mr. Crenshaw.
And not according to me. According to what I was saying, National. And, you know, it doesn't take much for me when it comes to popcorn.
Yeah.
Not at all. And we have a lot of popcorn-worthy events going on.
Yes, we do. And Noel, speaking of which, got me back into popcorn a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The river, the popcorn.
She got my little candy cane things I gave her.
Oh, hey, there we go. She's all right. She's all good. All good. Well, you know what, folks? It is the King Holiday weekend, and so many different events take place annually here in our community. And as we honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but it's become a big weekend for basketball. We know that the Hawks will play their game tomorrow. The NBA has made a big day of this. College basketball, I think Morehouse is playing in Washington against Howard tomorrow, something special. But then here locally, there are an awful lot of high school events. And one of the big ones that takes place each and every year is at Holy Innocence Episcopal School. Big event. And, we figured it'd be great to catch up with their coach this morning, Coach Nicole Dixon, the girls' coach at Holy Innocence, who really helps to bring this event together once again this year. And she joins us now. I think she's at an airport waiting to get on a plane. Good morning, Coach.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Ouch.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I am in Boston in an airport. Excited to be on today.
Well, excited to have you on. You know, may we ask why are you in Boston?
Yeah, took a red eye Friday night after our girls' basketball game and got a chance to see our Holy Innocents boys compete against St. Joseph's and number 16 team in the country. And our boys nearly got a win. I mean, we lost by four, competed hard. Was so much fun to watch our kids compete, and just a really good group of young men we've got.
So talk about the importance of that, you know, in this time of year, because we really are getting ready to get locked down into region play, but to still get the competition from other parts of the state and other parts of the nation, what that does for your teams as you look forward to playoff time.
Oh, it's huge for our young men and also for the energy around them with their parents and family and siblings. And so it was a phenomenal weekend at Hoop Hall. And, you know, our kids got to see the birthplace of basketball. I know that they love that. And got to go see Jaylen Brown, a Native American or Native Atlantan. And because Mario Mays coached him over there at Wheeler. And
Wheeler, yep.
Got to be at the game last night. And it was interesting enough, we were playing Atlanta. So
yeah.
Yep.
So you got to see the Hawks take down the Celtics last night.
Oh, we're jealous.
Oh, man, what was that like, huh?
Oh, my gosh, it was amazing. Trae Young did a really good job. I mean, he passed the ball really, really well when it was his time to – you know, score off his floaters, you know, signature shots. He did, and but it went down to the wire. Man, it was an amazing game. We were, me and my athletic director, courtesy of Coach Mays and Jaylen Brown, we were sitting center court watching it, and young men were up in a box, and that was pretty cool. Environment was insane.
Coach Nicole Dixon joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yeah, I'm curious about this because we hear from grown folks all the time talking about the next generation, how they don't know their history or don't appreciate it the way others have. But in your estimation, do these young kids understand the significance of playing games on the holiday coming up tomorrow and just everything that surrounds it?
I think they do. You know, especially at our school, I mean, we've talked a lot about Dr. King, his legacy, what it means to be a part of the Atlanta culture and the rich history, the civil rights and how that's continuing. And, you know, our young people, they look forward to this event. And when we bring other teams in, they do as well. And I think it's important as adults, especially as parents and mentors of these young people, that it's actually our responsibility to teach them and tell them the history and give them some opportunities to give back themselves.
Yep, yep. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Coach Nicole Dixon. And she is social. You can find her at capital H-I Lady Bears, capital H-I Lady Bears, to find out what goes on with Holy Innocence. You got a great lineup coming up, and one team that jumps off the page to me is Dr. Phillips, all the way from Orlando, that they're coming to play, that the girls are coming to play tomorrow against Hebron Christian. It should be a fantastic game, but quite a showcase to have a team come from that far away to be a part of your event.
Absolutely. Coach Jones is head coach at Dr. Phillips, and he does a great job. And he and I met 2 years ago in Florida. We went down there, and I invited him up to our Scholastic Live event that we host in Georgia in June. And he came and competed against some of our teams in Atlanta and wanted to come back. So we're excited, and we, you know, next year should be even a bigger one. We had a couple of schools that just couldn't quite fit in their schedule, but they're excited to be here. And Liberty Magnet on the boys' side, coming all the way from Louisiana, they're excited. They just got into town today.
That's fantastic, fantastic action. You're going to have two gyms going, the main gym, the Duncan gym. Play starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and games just continue throughout the day. There are a number of things. I know you usually have some exhibits, usually have some other things that honor Dr. King that take place during the day. You have those things in place this time?
Yes, sir, we will. And when you walk in the gym, there's, you know, huge banners put up just remembering Dr. King in both gyms. Got DJ going. We will have this year we've got recordings of his mountaintop speech. We've got Kevin Stiles and his gospel choir coming to sing the National Butt anthem, and that'll be happening at three different games. So we're excited to make it go beyond basketball and really commemorate the life and legacy of Dr. King.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we just want you to come on with us this morning. I know you're at the airport getting ready to fly back. We appreciate you taking some time to let us know about the event coming up tomorrow. And looking forward, it's always very well run. Like you said, you're going to see some of the top boys and girls basketball teams really in the state in action. We got like defending state champions that are going to be playing in games over there tomorrow. So you want to make sure and check it out. And best of luck with it.
Thank you, Coach.
Safe travels on
yes,
the way back.
Yes, yes.
And look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Appreciate you guys. See you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sam.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.